Super Bowl week is obviously a big week, and it's when history is made, you know, on Sunday. And I think you're not exaggerating when you say maybe the greatest, most famous play in Super Bowl history took place in Glendale, Arizona a few years ago. Because of it, in part, Sam Madison won his Super Bowl ring, and the guy that made the catch, no other way to put it, David Tyree joins us on set here at Super Bowl 47. How you been, man?
Man, I've been good, man. It's just, you know, been in town for a little while. Been here since Friday, working with NFL and player engagement for the last 3 months, and it's been a really good journey. So just taking this all in, and, you know, this is a good time of the year for myself. Take those memories back in and be a part of something great. Look who ran, you know, look who I run into, the one and only Sam Madison.
You got any good practice stories?
Oh, man, listen, don't get any more, you know, get any better than the year, you know, the year we won the Super Bowl. I don't think I'm going to have anything to drop in about six balls before the Super Bowl. So
that practice, right?
I've heard that story.
You know, yeah, a lot of people heard about my Friday practice, which is supposed to be your best practice of the week. You know, I blame that on Plaxico Burress, you know. You know, like, you know, everybody want to talk about he missed practice all year. He should have made that practice. And I wouldn't have, you know, but it adds to the drama and to the intrigue of everything that happened on Sunday. And, you know, truth be told, most of my teammates would probably come to my defense and they call me gamer and, you know, a guy that, you know, you can just kind of rely on. So and that's my story. I'll stick to it, you know.
It's a really good story.
It's a really good story. And, you know, that the catch, everybody's talking about it all the time. And one of the things that I always bring up and people's like, man, it was a lucky catch. It was a lucky. We had battles in practice, and we went on one-on-ones, and, you know, down there in red zone, you put the ball up. David Tyree, he always said it. When he catches it, he put two hands on the ball. I don't care if you sit here and you bust it. It's not going to go anywhere. So that catch, it wasn't a fluke. I saw it in practice all the time, but you have to work on those things. I came over there as a defensive back and worked with catching the ball with you guys,
absolutely.
Eli, and all those things. It just – practice.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way around it. You know, there's just no way around success in this league. You know, you're talking about, you know, guys who go out there and do this thing consistently Sunday in and Sunday out there, the guys that's putting in the work. I've been fortunate, you know, coming in as a special teams guy, you know, pay you an opportunity and just kind of earning the respect of our peers, coaches, et cetera. And, you know, you just never know when your opportunity is going to be, when the light's going to shine on you and everybody needs to be prepared for that moment. You know what, means a lot more when you can sit next to a guy like Sam Madison, knowing his track record and bring something, you know, that Vince Lombardi and his ring to him and be a part of something, you know, historical as the Super Bowl.
Really nice. I imagine you've told the story 10 billion times, but, hey, the first time I've talked to you, take us through the play.
Yeah, the play, you know, I believe it was 62 max, Union Wisetail. Basically, I'm running a, you know, over-the-top post in case we get cover four, which we actually did. We have 42 coverage, and Steve Smith's running an outcut, you know, just, you know, good clock play. And we actually had a decent little shot over the top, but it didn't really matter with that New England pass rush and half our offensive line, Ole, and the Patriots D-line. And, you know, really it's just, you know, at that point it's just football in your backyard when you're a kid, you know, Eli making a play. You know, really making the best play of his life. You know, at that time we didn't have the elite Eli yet, and that was the coming out. And so he made a tremendous, miraculous play, gave me a chance to get in position and do what I do, and that's just, you know, bring that thing in.
Did you have any idea how ridiculous it looked when you were doing it? I mean, because I imagine you're just doing the motion and you don't even realize what's happening.
I remember going up, getting two hands on the football. You know, and of course, you know, as you're zeroing in on that ball, it's, you know, it was up there for a while. It has that slow motion Chariots of Fire music going in your head and all that good stuff. But, you know, I remember touching it with two hands, but I braced myself. I knew I wasn't going to be open for long. And, you know, I didn't know who it was, didn't know everything, but all I knew is I had it and I wasn't letting that thing go. So, you know, I do remember actually putting another hand back on the football to secure the catch. But I had no idea that the helmet was involved, and I didn't even see a replay until I got back to the hotel. So I didn't even know what the big deal was. I'm like, listen, man, I'm just doing my job. You know,
that's what I was going to ask you, David. When you got back home and you actually were able to go back and watch it by yourself,
yeah,
how cool was it just to take a look at it?
Listen, I was overwhelmed. You know, you're talking, you know, listen, I'm just a guy that's happy to be here for the most part.
Right.
You know, I'm a guy that's happy to be here. I knew that I belong, but at the same time, you know, my opportunities are far and few. And, you know, I've had years where I've had, you know, 20 catches. I've had years where I had, you know, 10, but that was probably an all-time low special teams wise, tackles wasn't up, you know, catches wasn't up. So to be in position and be a part of something like Super Bowl history, and now you're talking NFL history, that's humbling, man, and that's a gift from heaven. So that's how I treat it.
Definitely a gift from heaven. And going into that week, you know, through that whole season, you know, yeah. you went through a lot of trials and yeah. tribulations and, you know, everything. We was right there with you
yeah.
here with the NFL engagement. And just in the community here, they've been doing a lot of great things. But the Super Bowl is coming to New York.
Yeah.
Are you really looking to do more things in the community that you're already doing to really get everything? Because in New York and New Jersey,
yeah.
there's a lot of stuff because you grew up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm well-hearsed. And, you know, the challenges bleed into, obviously, so many different communities. And we have that responsibility as not just as former athletes, but I think the NFL understands the impact of sports, you know, sports culture, namely in the National Football League. So it's our duty, you know, it's our duty. And so we have the PrEP platform, which has been, we've been reaching deeply into some of these challenged communities here in New Orleans. We plan on doing the very same thing in New York and New Jersey. So I'm proud to be a part of it as a local boy, you know, add a little more flavor.
Great stuff. David Tyree, greatest catch in Super Bowl history. Big
yeah.
play for Sam
Get
Madison
some.
Back at the end of the 2007 season. Prevented the Patriots from matching the Dolphins' perfect season. David, real cool to meet you. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, I had a blast, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David.
All right.